Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Hey. We're holding a daf Mem Dalet Amud Beit, six lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Anan. Shamat mina d'mar Shmuel Tarte. There are two halachas that I heard from Shmuel, and they were similar in terms of their intent. One is this that we just had over here, which is that if you're mocher, you're eved to chutz la'aretz, so you're supposed to write a get shechrur, and that means that the guy's out his money, right? Sounds like it. And the other one was that if a mocher sadeu b'shnat hayovel atzma, how about if you sell a field during yovel, when the field is supposed to be yotze back to the original owner? So Rav says the sale is a good sale, it's mechura, but the field goes back to the owner because it's yovel. Where Shmuel says, no, it's not a sale at all. I mean, if you have to return a field that had been sold from before, kol shekein, you cannot sell the field at all. Now, both of these halachas, the guy who bought, in this case, the guy who bought the field, and in the other case, in our Mishnah, the guy who bought the eved, seems to be out what it is that he bought. So the question is, does he get his money back? If he has to let the eved free, does he get the money back that he had put in for the eved? If he has to let the field go back, does he get the money back for the field? So you'll say, well, if he gets the money back, then what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Shmuel says it's not mechura, you know. So if it's not mechura, then you're saying there was no money given. So Rav says mechura v'yotza, you'd have to give the money back also. So they end up saying the same thing, right? But the difference would be, technically, is the sale a sale? If the sale is a sale, then let's say I was kena mitaltalim agav karka for this sale. So then the sale would be binding, at least vis-a-vis that. The question whether I have to return the karka is a separate halacha, but it would still be legally have been sold. So whatever differences there are, the technicalities are totally different. One is, there never was a sale, so there never was any transfer in some property or anything else, couldn't have been kinyonim, doesn't show up in the land records, and so on, with all of the things that's no gea. And the other hand, this sale was a sale, and on the other hand, it wasn't a sale at all. Well, I forgot which one I had said first. Okay, so what's the din? Now, I heard from Mar Shmuel two piskei halachas, okay? One of them, he told me, hadar zvina, and in the other one, lo hadar zvina. He said, in one of these cases, you get your money back. And in the other case, you don't get your money back. Darn it, I can't remember which one was which. So, velo yadinan haimina. And of course, Rav Yosef, as he always does in these cases, says, well, let's figure it out. Don't throw your hands up, you know. Nixi anan, we'll work it out. Look. I mean, we know there's a braita, right? That braita that we had, a mocher avdolo chutz la'aretz, yatzel ha'cherut, v'tzarich get shichrur mirabo ha'sheni. Now look, if you're going to get shichrur from the second guy, that means the guy who bought him in chutz la'aretz. So then obviously, he was kena that evet. It's not that we're going to cancel that sale. And therefore, in this case, we're calling him rabo sheni, and he's the guy that's got to suffer the loss. The lo hadar zvina. Whereas on Mar Shmuel over there, it's not considered to be a sale, and the money would in fact be returned. Rav Anan. So why didn't Rav Anan know how to figure that out? In the case of the Braita, I mean, how could he have thought if he knew from the Braita case A, then obviously case B was the one that Shmuel was saying was the other way? Well, you know what? It could be that Braita lo shmia. Like, look, he didn't hear, he didn't know that Braita. Everybody knows every Braita. So he couldn't have used that Braita as a Raya. And as far as analyzing it from Shmuel's own words, because Shmuel's the one who says it's not Mechura at all. Right? So, I mean, obviously, if you say it's not Mechura, so then the money would be returned. I mean, what do you mean it's not Mechura? If it's not Mechura and you get to keep the money, then he's saying exactly the same thing, no? No. Because what he might mean is, the sale is no sale, but you still get to keep the money. What? How would that make sense? Because he may intend to have gone through with all of this as a nice way of giving a gift. You're saying it's an awfully strange way to give a gift. Yeah? Is it as strange as this way? A guy goes over to his sister, he says, Areyat Mikudeshet Li, and he gives her a diamond ring. So, I mean, what is the halacha over there? So Rav says, well, give back the ring. Shmuel says, no, nobody's insane enough to think that he can marry his sister. He's basically saying to her, you know, if I could marry you, I would. And as a token of my esteem, have this diamond ring. So it's a ma'od matana. It's the same thing over here. The guy knows perfectly well that this is ridiculous. He's not going to be able to actually keep the field because it's Yovel. So when he's paying all of this money, he's giving him the money just as a gift, maybe. So I can't bring a proof, Gufa, from the fact that Shmuel was the one who said that it's not a sale. Omele Abayel Rav Yosef, I'm very confused. Why would it be? I mean, the way you're learning over here, it turns out that the Braita is saying that the buyer loses his money. Why does the buyer lose his money? Why doesn't the guy who sold the Eved lose his money? So, Maya Chazita, the Kansin and the Lokeach, why not be Kones the seller? Omar Lay, so he says, you know, a mouse without a mouse hole is only going to be able to get away with a little bit of cheese he can eat. As far as all that stuff that they steal, you know, when they fill up all the shelves behind the wall, that they wouldn't have an option for. So it's not the Akbar who's doing all the stealing. It's the chor, obviously. It's that mouse hole. That's what you got to blame for all of that. So it's the chura they're going to have. It wouldn't be that slob in Chutz Laaretz who thinks he can buy an Eved from Eretz Yisrael. What would you do? You would never be able to get rid of an Eved to Chutz Laaretz.
Do mice really do that?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Omar Lay, he said, what kind of logic is that? And if there's no mouse, how does the hole manage to get all that good stuff in it?
Roach has probably moved in.
You love Akbora. I don't know. If there ain't no mouse, I never saw a hole manage to suck in anything. So, kura minole. Yeah, but I'm just pointing out that at least, you know, they're partners in crime. Right? So, therefore, if we're going to be kenes, one or the other, it's mistavra. Look, it's where we find the evidence of the crime. That's where we're kenes. In Yerushalmi, it says that they split it. If the owner of the Eved in Chutz Laaretz, who bought him, realized that the Eved was being bought from Eretz Yisrael, then we would split it evenly. If he didn't know, then we would give the entire knas to the seller. Ahu Avda, the Orek Mechutz Laaretz Laaretz. There was a certain Eved that ran away from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and his owner followed him to try to get him back. Ozal Morei Abatrei, and the Eved refuses to go. And so the owner comes to Reb Ami that he should give an order that the Eved has to go back. Omar Leis, Reb Ami said, look, I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse. Okay? I am going to write you a shtar on the value of your Eved, and he's going to pay you back over time for himself, right? And you get him a get shichur right now. And if you don't, then I'm just going to keep him, okay? I'm going to take that Eved and take him away from you. So that's why this is a deal you can't refuse. Because I will base my psak on Rabbi Rabbi Yoshia, the Tanya. The meaning of the posik of Lo Yeshvu Bi Arzecha Pen Yachtio Otach Li Ki Ta'avod Et Elohim Ki Yelecha L'Mokesh. Now, what do you think that means? You're not allowed to allow any goy to settle in Eretz Yisrael? You might think that this means we cannot allow a non-Jew to settle in Eretz Yisrael despite the fact that he has accepted upon himself that he does not want to worship Avodah Zorah, and that in fact he's safer with us where he's not going to be exposed to all of the things that he would be exposed to back home. And you'd say, well, too bad. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah makes it clear, Lo tazgir eved al adonav asher yinatzel elecha me et adonav. Do not return a servant to its master who has now come to save himself and to get away from that master. My takanato, continues the pasuk, on the contrary, let him live in your land wherever he wants. Let him choose a city and let him rent a house there. Whatever. So now, what is he explaining the meaning of this pasuk is? That the Eved, the ultimate Eved, is someone who is a slave to a god. Right? Eved el Adonav, a slave to Yoshke Pipik. He's a meshugana. So his mind is enslaved, and therefore his life is enslaved. He wants to save himself from his master, Yoshke Pipik. So he comes to Eretz Yisrael to live among people. Don't bring, give him back to his master. What are you going to do? You'll send him back. Where's he going to go? Back to Rome? Well, good Lord. You're not allowed to do that. So if that's the case, it would mean that any guy who is trying to avoid the influence of Avodah Zarah and says, I want to live in Israel, you have to let him live there. V'kashile l'Rabbi Yosha. Now this
is the Eritreans.
Do they want to escape their masters? Well, okay. This is Rebbe's pshat. Now, Kashale, this was very difficult for Rabbi Yosha to accept, because when we refer usually to an Avodah Zarah in ways that we're making fun of, we don't call it master. We call it daddy, because that's basically what they have, a father image, right? They're not interested in a master image. They're interested in a father image.
Grandfather.
So, well, the Navi always says, Omer la'etz aviyata. Omer la'etz adon, aduniyata. Because they're not looking for an adon. This is all a psychological expression of the need for a father image. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Who's your daddy?
So therefore, it makes no sense to say. I mean, that's what Yoshke Pipik was, right? Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
We know who his daddy was. Or do we?
So,
in any event, this cannot mean, therefore, it's brilliant. Gosh, isn't that amazing? It can't mean an Avodah Zarah. Because why would someone be looking for a master if they could have a father image? So it should say, Mi'im Aviv Mi'boilem. Therefore, can't mean what you're saying, which is very metaphorical. The Pasuk means what it says. Somebody sells his Evet to Chutz La'aretz. Right? So now, this guy is trying to save himself from you. And he wants to stay here in Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Lo Tazkir Evet Al Adonav. But Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yosha couldn't accept that pshat either. Why? Because he said if there would be the meaning, it should say Asher Yinatzel Mi'imach. Why does it say Asher Yinatzel Elecha? Yinatzel Elecha means he's coming to you to separate himself. He's trying to separate himself from you by remaining in Eretz Yisrael when you're trying to sell him to Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, the real meaning, and this is what Rabbami said, because of this psak of Rav Achi bar Rabbi Yosha, the way he is darshing the pasuk, I am giving you, making you a deal you can't refuse, because that eved is not going back to you, I'm telling you right now. Because Rav Achi bar Yosha says it means literally what it says. Lo tazgir eved adonav, who ran away from Chutz La'aretz. So he's living there in Borough Park, and he runs away, catches a flight, comes to Eretz Yisrael. Now you're coming after him to try to get him back to go to Borough Park? Are you crazy? The pasuk says, Lo tazkir eved adonav. And therefore, if you want to accept the shtar, fine. And if not, I'll just take him by force, based on this pasuk. Tanya idach, Lo tazkir eved adonav. Rebbe says the meaning of that is more simple. It's lokeach eved amanat shachra katuv medaber. Guy goes, makes a deal that he's buying an eved, and he's buying him in order to free him. So this guy is a liberal, right? Now, of course, the moment that he gets the eved, something begins to flutter in his liberal heart. Now, perhaps we could put this off for a year or something. You know, he seems to be doing a good job meanwhile. And he wants to change his mind. The court shall enforce the shichrur. What he promised? What does that mean? What is a promise binding? No. It's referring to a case where he writes a get shichrur in advance. Obviously, going a little bit with the layer who holds the adam is makadovah shalobo loyayla. So even though he doesn't own the eved yet, it's like saying to a woman, after I'm mitgayer, then I'm going to marry you. You know, this should be your kedusha. Or after you're mitgayeret, this should be your kedusha. Okay. So if you hold adam makadovah shalobo loyayla, so then he writes likesh ekachech. When I make you mine legally, then you are your own man from this very moment. And that from this very moment, according to most Rishonim, is sufficient to make it impossible to change your mind, despite the fact that the Kenyan obviously can't be chal from before the time that you owned him, even though that's in the Mashmut of Rashi. The Me'ach Shav works, as we saw before, in various inyanim, so that you cannot change your mind. Rav Chista had a Maisa, where his Eved had run away to the Kutim. Now, Rav Chista, of course, lived in Bavel, but so did this Kutim. Sholach Lahu, so he sends to them a message, I know you've got my Eved, now send him back. So they said, it says in the holy book, sir, Lotazgir Eved al Adonav. Everybody knows that means if he ran away from North Carolina, it means you don't send that man back to North Carolina. So we ain't sending him back to you either. Sholach Lahusu, he sends them a message. Yeah, what about the holy book that says that you must return everything that you find to your brother? Chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, brother. Chein ta'aseh l'simlato. Chein ta'aseh l'chol avedat achicha, brother. Am I not a brother? I'm not sure to that. Sholkulei, so they wrote, but brother, don't it also say in the holy book, Lotas gir heaven out of the mouth? Sholach Lahu, so maybe it's time to think about that holy book a little bit, brother.
Think about it?
Who? Be'evet Shaborach Michutz La'aretz La'aretz. That is referring to literally an Evet that had run away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the way Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yoshi was explaining the verse. How come he sent them Dafka Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yoshi? I mean, he could have sent them any of the Pshat. He could have sent them Rebbe's Pshat. He chose one shot out of four. Like, why that one? No, because he knew it had to be something that really sounds good in terms of what the holy book is looking for, right? So Rabbi Achi Bar Yosha really reads nicely in the holy book. So he figured they would go for that one, you know? So Mishum Demashma Lohukroi, they always look for the simplest meaning of the verse, right? So they can't deny the contradiction, where on one hand the holy book is saying give it back, and the other hand the holy book is saying don't give it back. So they'll have to accept some version. So this is the simplest version to accept. So he knew how to argue from their point of view.
But even the Kutim are willing to do that when they have a steer like that?
Yeah, of course. It has to be something, right? Now, Abaye, Irkisle Chamra Bekutoy, Abaye, his Chamor wandered away and also was found by these Kutim, and he found out about it, so he sends them, will you please send me back my Chamor? So they write them, well, certainly you sent us Simon, you know, and we'll send you the Chamor. My Chamor has white splashes on its belly. So they send it back. Very funny. You love the Nachmaniat. Look, I mean, we know that you're a big tzaddik and so on. But, I mean, you think that that's a simon. Lo avi mishadran leinelach. We never would have sent him back based on that. Have you ever met a chamor that doesn't have tersayuchemron? You know, what a crazy simon is that. But the Rishonim bring from here a very interesting thing. So what right did they have to be magzir if it wasn't a simon? You don't have a right to give stam a simon. But since you can be magzir to a Talmud Chacham based on tfiyas ayin, you can also be magzir based on a non-useful simon for him to be able to decide if this is his chamor, relying on the fact that, oh, this isn't my chamor, I'll send it right back. So you can offer it to him for tviyas eine. And that's good for what they were saying. We'd never send it to you as a simon. But you look at it, see if it's yours. If it's yours, we trust you.
But then the Kutim would say to,
yeah, these were pretty darn smart Kutim, huh?
Why would I buy a risk with not being so smart Kutim?
What could he do?
He had no other seminary, by the way.
Mm-hmm. What if we get some Kutim here?
And now?
Kutim or the Dayers?
He's going to Dark Reason.
Yeah.
Our greetings in Varneya's neighborhood. The Kutim's neighborhood. Varneya's neighborhood. Have you found a pretty Yona in the neighborhood? It's a Yona on the street where you're walking.
Just a question. How do they communicate in those days? To send a letter or to a few months, how do they?
Yes, we are about to see an Amud Beis. They communicated with birds. You never read Harry Potter?
You would return the donkey. How will you return the donkey with a bird?
you'll see. That's and now a word.
Dr. Heilig Commissioner.
Ein podinat ashvuyim. More tikkun olams. You do not ransom an Israeli soldier for 400 idiotic Hamasniks. Yeter al kedei de mayhem. Because all you are doing is encouraging kidnapping. And therefore, you're insane. And this is mipnei tikkun olam, so it's prohibited to do such a thing. And another thing, surprisingly, you don't do. You do not aid in jailbreaks. Even though these people are imprisoned by Mexican drug dealers, you buy them back and you pay. And that's also a tikkun olam. Now, the tikkun olam, it's going to turn out in the Gemara, the tikkun olam, there are always two possibilities. One, and in the first case, the yeter kedei demayhem, is a tikkun olam for society in general because you can't come to people to pay more money than they ought to. Or the deeper meaning is because you're encouraging kidnapping. In the case of mavrichan tikkun olam, what you're doing is you are creating a situation where kidnappers, knowing of the possibility of jailbreaks, will make it much more difficult for the prisoners. So they'll keep them in solitary confinement, they'll lock them in a dungeon, and therefore, in the end, you're going to make life much harder for everyone. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that isn't the point as a general tikkun of society. It's only mipnei takanat hashvuyim. We don't want any current people that are imprisoned to suffer. So if we let some people escape and aid the escape, the rest of them will suffer. But if there's no one currently imprisoned and you can get out the one guy who is, that's fine. Then you can help him escape. And we're not concerned for a general fallout effect that they're going to treat everybody differently. It's much different when it's right there in front of you and some of the people in prison escape, then indeed they're going to make life miserable for the rest. But otherwise, you know, there's also collective punishment and so on. So you don't want to do that kind of thing.
Does this apply in time of war as well with regard to Bidyon Shvuyim?
No. This is a special thing. Iboilo. I mean, that was the stance like in Mexico today, mm-hmm. right? These kind of things happen all the time. Then they go ahead and they, you know, they take your kid on the way back from school, drag him into a car, and then they ransom him. This is like standard stuff, you know. So, Yiboyel, when we say Mishbnei Tikkun Olam, is that because of the money? Is it Mishun Duka de Tziburahu? That we feel that we're going to impoverish people by asking for so much charity that they should have to be redeeming these people? Or is it because Mishum de lo ligru v'v'layt etvei? Is it not to encourage them to keep kidnapping more? Well, Toshma, the Levi Bar Darga, who was a very rich guy, he went and paid kidnappers for his daughter, Tleser Alfi Din Rezov. That's like $13 million, you know? I mean, like, yeah, so he's a rich guy. And so apparently, if you could afford it, go ahead and pay whatever you want. Which would mean that the only problem is the monetary pressure on the tzibur. But we're not concerned for encouraging kidnapping. Rabbi, that's a wonderful proof. And how do we know that Levi Bar Darga, who went ahead and made a deal with kidnappers, what, you think he cleared it first with the police and with Beis Din? First thing the kidnapper said is, don't contact the Beis Din. You know, so obviously, you know, yeah, bring a raya. He wants to pay money to get his daughter back. That doesn't mean he did the right thing. Man leimelan de baratzel chachomim ava. Who's to say he did the right thing? De omer shalom baratzel chachomim ava. אין מפריחים את השבויים מדי תיקון העולם.
Somebody's over this tikkun olam, any consequences?
No. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, everyday takanat shvuyim. My benayu, what would be the difference, practically speaking, if there's only one guy in prison? So there's no concern for the overall fallout effect in the future, and in this case, there's no concern for anybody else in jail, because there isn't anybody. Now, Reb Nachman had these amazingly kaddish daughters who were so holy that they didn't bother using a spoon to stir the soup when it was boiling. They just used their hands to stir the soup because they were completely impervious to any type of physical pain or anything. They were so holy that their hands couldn't even burn. So Rav Elish, who saw this and heard about it, said, this is very strange, because how is that Shlomo HaMelech, who said that he never saw a woman that was good, how in the world could he have said such a thing if he didn't know Reb Nachman's holy daughters? So, Adam Achad Mielach Matzati, Isha B'chol Eila Lo Matzati, and here we have Ika B'nati de Reb Nachman. We have these holy women. Anyway, because of this story, and they weren't very tzanuah over with their ma'isim, letting Elish know, so Gormel of Milta, because of this, Ishtavian, they were captured. And Rav Elish was captured together with them to teach him a little lesson. So there they are, sitting in the prison yard. And Yumachad, Havayatve Gabayu Gavad Havayat Belish Nitzipori. So there was a guy sitting next to Rav Elish who was an expert in listening to birds. Now he could understand what the birds were saying. And so there they are, and suddenly a crow comes along, a raven, Ata Urva, and it's clearly trying to say something to Rav Elish. You know, it's making these bird noises. Vika Karile. So Rav Elish asks the guy, Maikon, what's that bird saying? Oh, my lay, the bird is saying, Elish, brach, Elish, brach, brach. Yep. And now's the time to escape. Perfect. You know, they're not looking. Get out. Omar, so Rav Elish said, you can't trust an Orev as far as you can throw him. Go. Go back to the days of Noah. Exactly. So Urva, Shikro, they're all liars. Let some of you, I don't trust them. Okay, so then comes along a Yonah. And a Yonah sits down and makes a lot of noise. So he asks the guy next to him, well, what's this nice little Yonah saying? Oh, I'm like saying, Elish brach, Elish brach, weep. So he says, you know what? Knesset Yisrael ki Yonah matila. You know, even though this guy I can't really trust, but the confluence of issues that Klal Yisrael is compared to Kanfei Yonah, that must be Shema Min HaMidrachish LeNisa, that this is the time and this will happen and I'll be able to escape. Oh, my Yisrael Achsi Benati de Reb Nachman, let me go see Reb Nachman's daughters who were captured with me, if they have been behaving properly and aren't been making out with all of these Mexicans, Adrino with me, you know, I'll take them back home to their husbands. How will I know? Well, the only way to find out anything you want to know about women is listening to the women's bathroom, because anything that they have to say, that's where they say it.
That's why they always go together.
And that's why in England they actually make bathrooms for two. The women's bathrooms have two seats in each stall. Honestly.
I'm afraid to ask how Rabbi knows because, that.
No, you're doing
it. Oh, okay.
The Omar Nashi, these women call me to eat, anything that they want to discuss, they always talk to each other in the bathroom. So how does he know? Sadra, not even Betakisa. So I'll go listen into the women's bathroom. So Shaminun, so he listens in and he hears one of them saying to the other one, you know, these guys, these Mexicans, these are real he-men, you know, they make very good husbands. Yeah, the guys back home in Narda, they're also husbands, you know, what do we need them for? Let's tell the Mexicans, get us out of here before anybody finds out that we're here and tries to buy us back to our husbands. Yeah, you're much more fun. So, get us away from here. Nobody should find out where we are, and then they'll send the A-team, you know, and then we're going to have to go back home. So Elish, of course, decides, I'm out of here. I ain't taking these girls back. So come Orax. He runs away. And the Bird Talk Man, you know, that's the guy that escaped from prison. They call him the Bird Man. So he...
Huh? A jailbird.
Yeah. They call him actually the Birdman of Alcatraz, right?
What's he saying? Burt Lancaster.
Yeah, so Hugavra ran away also. Now, of course, in Alcatraz, you got to cross the water. Mm-hmm. So when they get to the water, okay, so the day he drakesh Nisa, a miracle happens and he gets across off of Bimafra. He gets across with this, you know, one-person lifeboat thing. And this other guy is standing there, and of course, the guards are running up and they shoot him and they kill him. Birdman was killed. Well, Birdman was just another Mexican who was another drug lord. What do you say? Oi, we're better off without him. Quijadron Viata. So when he got back to Narada, he says, let me tell you a little something about these holy daughters of Ranachman. They're obviously witches. Tavika Bakshan Kidra Bikshafi. Forget about holy daughters of Ranachman, men. And now, another word from our president.
All that story, you
know, president.
Yokta Heilike Mishnah.
Ve'en lokhin svarim tefilinu mezuzot menoveit kochavim yeter al dameyan. We also do not pay more than the appropriate money for a guy who is selling, obviously, the pilfered sifrei Torah, tefillin, or mezuzot. Also in tikkun olam. Again, either because you're encouraging them to try to steal these things, or because, again, we don't ask money from the tzibur. Omale, Rav Budi el Ravashi. It's clear from here that yeter al kedei demeim u'dein lokhim. You can't pay more than their value, but you can pay their value. Or b'chdei domeim lokhin, which is mashman, that we view these as real sifrei Torah. And that would mean that a sifrei Torah, shenimtza b'yad avei kochavim, you're allowed to use it. And you could be koren bo. I understand what the raya is, says Rav Ashi. Maybe it just means you buy it back in order to avoid having the sifrei Torah thrown in the garbage. And yeah, you go ahead and you gonez it. But it doesn't say necessarily you can read it, does it? Rav Nachman, like Tinun, we know we have a halacha that everybody's makabel like this. A sefer Torah that was written by a min, you burn it. Because it's clear that the shemot were not written l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're written l'shem. A min is somebody who has sold his soul to Avodah Zorah. Kotvo stam en ovi kachovim, a goy writes it. Then yiganez. Then you cannot burn it because maybe his heart was in the right place, and you put the sefer Torah away as if it has kedusha to it. And now, what about? Sorry, nimtza b'yad of yiganez. Nimtza b'yad. Where am I? Let me start again. Sefer Torah katvo min yisarev katvo vekovim yiganez. How about if you find it b'yad? Mean, and then you don't know where it was actually purchased or written. You don't know that he wrote it. So if you find it in the hand of a mean, then you have to be mesupak. Maybe that's kedusha. Nimtza b'yad avei kochavim. Then some say you have to be gonetz, and some say you can actually read from it in the Beit HaKnesset, because maybe we're going to see there's a tana here that is mashma that if the goy wrote it, then you could read from it, and you could read it in Sefer Torah. And this happens to be two different brightot. Sefer Torah shekatavo ovid kochavim. So one brighta says, Toni chada yisarev, v'tanya idach yiganez, v'tanya idach korimbo. We have three separate brightot. Burn it, bury it, read from it. How do you explain that? It's a low kasha. Oh, the Tanya Yisarev. If you say burn it, it's going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is the one who says that Bederach Klal, you have to assume that Stam Machshevet Ovid Kochavim is Levodat Kochavim. Fine. So you need to assume it was written specifically Shem Avodah Zorah, and therefore you have a right to assume that even to the point of burning it. The bright that says Yiganez is the following Tana. The Tana Rabbi Amnuna Bereda Rava Mi Pashrunia Sefer Torah Tvidin Mezuzot Shekatvan Masur Ovei Kochavim Evet Isha Katan Kut Yisro Mumer are all psulim Shinamru Kshartem, and then it says Uchtaftem. So in other words, the Torah is putting together Kshartem Utam La'ot Ayatchem Uchtaftam Amazuzot Beitecha, one pasuk after the other, to tell me those who are Ukshartam Utam are also the ones who are included in Uchtaftam. But if you're not Bikshira, you don't have that mitzvah of kshira, then you don't have the mitzvah of ktiva. So koshi yeshno bikshira, yeshno biktiva. The koshi eno bikshira, eno biktiva. So according to him, by definition, there is no kedusha to these svarim, and therefore they're puzzle. Well, the Tanya Korimbo, in the third brayta that says you can actually read it, is the following Tanya. The Tanya, Lokachin Sefarim in Avdei Kochavim Bikol Makom, Ubelvach Yukotuvim Kilchatan. You can buy a Sefer Torah from a goy, as long as it is written properly. There was even a story of a goy who lived in Sidon, and he used to write Sifrei Torah, and Reb Shimon Gamliel said, you can go and buy from him a Sefer Torah. He has a very nice ktav. What? But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is the Man D'Omer who holds that you must even have the skins being mi'ubad lishma. So there, it has to be l'shem the kedush of the Sefer Torah at the very moment that you start working, tanning the skins. He's going to say that you don't need ketiva lishman. Obviously, it doesn't have a din of lishman. So it's not included in the mitzvah. So you're telling me Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds ibud lishman, that he needs. But ketiva lishman, lo boy, he doesn't hold that there's a din of ketiva lishman. That's crazy. The Tanya. The Brayta says like this. You had a pair of tefillin, and you cover them with gold. Or you use around the parshas the skin of a behemah tmeya. It's possible. If you use the skin of a behemah tahira, it's kosher, even though they weren't mubat lishman. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, not true. Afilu or behemah tahora, it could be the best kosher animal, but the tefillin are possible unless the skins were tanned lishman. So how does he, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, come off allowing people to buy a Sefer Torah cheap from a goy? Doesn't make any sense. Well, my Rabbi Bashmul wasn't a goy. It looked like a goy. This guy was a ger, and it was a ger that was chazar l'sro. He went back to being a goy. I mean, that's even worse. Kosher gets, and then he's a min. He already knew that he was Jewish, and now he rejects Torah, and he goes back to being a goy. Rav Ashi, it doesn't mean literally he went back to being a goy. It means that his life was threatened. So he was an anus, basically. So he went back looking like a Catholic and so on. So it was chosel l'sro mishum yira. But l'maisa, you know, a frum reyid is are given. And therefore, it says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you know, Shav Rachamim on this guy, he writes beautiful Sifrei Torah, you can buy Sifrei Torah from him.
So we ignore the white bread and mayonnaise and go with the fact that he's actually Jewish.
So yeah, white bread and mayonnaise, not how can they cock? I mean, we need to survive. Tana Rabbanan. When it says not to pay more, it means not to pay significantly more. But I mean, if you need to add, you know, a little bit for the traffic, I mean, it's so expensive just crossing out of the Lincoln Tunnel, you know. So for that, you can pay for the traffic. How much do you pay for the traffic? My traffic? I'm Rav Sheshet. It's an istira. It's a half a zuz, you know. You pay. Now, there was this guy. There was this Arab. Obviously been walking around for quite a while stealing any filling that he had in the windows of every shul that he passed by. You know, so he had filled up this whole sack with these things. And he brings it to Abaye, you know, with a smirk on his face. Okay, now let's make a deal. Abaye says, okay, I'll make you a deal. I will give you one beautiful date for each pair. So I'll give you Resh Batamri. The guy gets so furious at being made fun of in this way. Imaya Zira, he gets furious. He takes the entire package and throws it into a Tayata, you're right. So yeah, she gets so angry. I'm sorry, Richie's right. She gets so angry that she throws it into the river. So Baya says, whoops, I guess I didn't handle that one so good. Loibi Iboeli Lizuzulinu Beapakulaya. I shouldn't have insulted her like that. And be so mizalzel in the tefillin. I should have tried to make some kind of deal. I told you that amazing story. I've told you a few times.
Where's the other one?
Amazing, amazing story. But Samamish, he knew this Gemara, you know. A Talmud of mine once, a black guy comes over to him with a pair of tefillin. No. Avishafer. So it's an ingenious story. There's this black guy comes over. Hey, brother, what you give me for this? She's he's thinking so fast on his feet. He takes the shorosh. He's checking it. Beautiful. Wow, this beautiful pair. Wow. See the other one. It looks like, wow, that's great. That's the left hander. Where was the other one? Hey, brother, that's all there was. What good is this? What am I going to do with only one hand? I'll give you $5. Okay. That's fantastic. Omer Rabbi Abba, Shana li Rabbi Yochanan, Eved sheyatza achar Rabbo l'sur yomoch rosham, Rabbo yatza l'chirut, v'atani Rabbi Chi yibed et zchuto, lo kashe, kan shedat Rabbo l'achzor, v'kan she'in dat Rabbo l'achzor. V'otani, yotzei ha'eved achar Rabbo l'sur yomoch, yotzei? What do you mean? It's a beferish mishnah that ain't a komotzin. Ella yatsa eved achar rabo l'suria, and then machro rabo sham seim dat rabo lachzor. Okay, then he never went out. So kofinato, and he has to be meshachrer. But he main dat rabo lachzor, and the eved went along with this. Ain't kofinato. Omre vadan, shamait minay de bar shmul tarte, chodahach, vidach yitbar hamocher sadeo bishnata yovel atzma rav omer mechura v'yotza, bishmul omer inu mechura koliker. Now, bechoda, I heard that hadriz vine, u bechoda lo hadriz vine, and I'm not sure which one is which. Omre v'yosef, nirzeanan. Midatani bebrait hamocher abdolochut sorz yotel cheretz v'tzorach ketchikum rabo sheni. So you see that he's called rabo, so shmar minah, kani rabo sheni, so lo hadriz vine. V'chiyomer Shmuel Hatam Eina Mechura Ma'od Chozrin Ravana Paitelo Shmuel. And as far as Shmuel's own mashmaut, the fact that it says Eina Mechura would not necessarily mean Ma'od Chozrin, because maybe it would mean it's not a sale, and then the Ma'od are considered to be a matana miradave makadesh etachoto. The Yitma makadesh etachoto Rav Amar Ma'od Chozrin Shmuel Amar Ma'od Matana Omele Abayel Rav Yosef. My chazita the kansina little keach mixina the mocher. Omale, well, it's not the achbar that does the dirty work; it's the chorganan. Omale, love achbar. The chur is not going to have much success. You know, but mistab reichadi gisura atab kansina. Ahu avda the orak bichutz loretz loretz. Also mara diabatre, and atel the kamidur bami. Omale, I'll make you a deal; you can't refuse. Nichtov lachashtora adame, and you write out a get shichur. The Tanya. On the one hand, the lo yeshvu bar tzecha penyachtiot chali yochobovit kochavim shikibel alatz boshel ala avod avodat kochavim akatuv bedaber tomud lomar lo tazkir hevet al adunav asher yinatzel alecha meim adunav mai takanato davke imcha yeshev bikirbecha vekashi lecha l'Rabbi Yoshia hai meim adunav, which should have said meim aviv mi boile. So it can't mean that Elam Rabbi Yoshia must be referring to mocha avdol chutzlaret akatuv bedaber. And he's trying to save his life to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Kashal Rabbi Yoshia. So then, why does it say Asher Yinatzel Eilecha? It says Asher Yinatzel Meimcha Miboile. Hello, I'm Rabbi Yoshia. It's talking about an Eved who wasn't Chutzlaretz. It was Boreach Mechutzlaretz Laretz. I can do Bedaber. Tanya Idach Lo Tazkir Eved Ladunav. Rabbi says. It means Belokeach Eved Amanat L'Shachra Katuv Medaber Echidomi Or Menachem Bar Yitzchak Tekatif Vayochi Likisha Ekachacha Harei Atzbecha Knuya Lecha Meachshav Rav Chista Orek Liavda Lavei Kutai Sholach Lu Hadruani Ale Sholchulei Lo taz yireved al alanav, brother. Shalko leiv v'chein taz elach amora, v'chein taz elach simtato, v'chein taz elach olavel atachicha, shalko leiv bat bat aktiv, lo taz yireved al alanav, shalach luah ubeavet shabarach v'chutz lorat zlorat v'chik revachim Rabbi Yoshia. U'mashlan te shalach lu davke like revachim Rabbi Yoshia, could have been any of the other pshatim. Because mashman will cry, you gotta know how to talk to these people. Abaye, irchis leich amra, Beikutoi. Sholach lehu shadruali. Sholcholi shlach simana. Sholcholi dechivrat kriyase. Sholcholi, ha ha, very funny. He loved the Nachmaniyat lo avi meshadrana lehi nalach for nothing. At the kuli karma lafkur sarach kibram ninun. Ein podin et ha-shvuyim yetra kedei demayam mitnei tikkun olam. Vien mavrichin et ha-shvuyim mitnei tikkun olam. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, it's only mitnei takanat current shvuyim. Iboilu. Hai mitnei tikkun olam. Is that mishum duche de tziburahu? Or Dilma Mishum de Loligru Vavalaita Tvei. Tashma, the Levi Bar Darga, who could afford it, was Parkalabarta, but Lasar Alfagdin Rezo. Om Rabbi, so who's to say that we would have allowed him if he has? And Man Lemelon de Barotzen Chachomimova. Dilma Shalom Barotzen Chachomimova. And it was a very bad thing, and he encouraged more kidnappings. Vein Mavrikin and Tashvuyim, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mipnei Takanat Shvuyim, Mabinai Vigbenayu, Toleka Elochad. Banati the Renachum Bachshin Kidran Bahadayu. Gasha Rabilish. Ktiv Kohelet says, Adam Echad Melech Matzati, Vishabachol Elo Matzati. How come Shlomo Melech didn't know about Banati the Renachum? So Gormelo Milta Vishtavion and Ishtaboy Yunami Bahadayu. Yumachad Aviyatib Gabeahu Gavid Aviyatib Lishta Tzipori. And comes along in Orev Vikakori. I'm like, Mike Homa. I'm like, Yilish Brach, Yilish Brach. I'm like, Urva Shikro, Lo Samich Mala. So Adalachi Atayona, Vikakari. I'm like, Micah, Amra, I'm like, Yilish Brach, Yilish Brach. I'm like, Kesar Yisrael, Kiyona Matila, Shvamina Betrachishli Nisa. You know what? Ezel Lachsi Benati, Drim Nachman, such tzadikot, you know, he came with me in the Tayo. I'll take them with me, Adrina. How am I going to find out? I'm like, you know what? Now she called me Liditlu Sadrin Ladari Bebeta Kise. So he goes listening in the window of the women's bedroom. Shamina the Kaame Adi Guvrin Venardai Guvrin. Why don't we get these guys to get us out of here? Lane Lushvandur Hakinamiyaka Lalaitan Anchin, Lishame Vile Fakina. Come, Orak alone, he left them behind. Ata you, Vahu Gava Lidide, as Avu Gava Lidide, Rakishlenisa, Vava Bamava, Vahu Gava Ashkahu Vikatlu. So Kihadran Viatan, Oma Havikabakshin Kidwa Bikshofim. Don't believe a word they say. In looking for him, tefillin and mezuzot ben alav deko chavim yotarak kedei demayem. Mipnei tikkun olam. Omalei Rav Budya l'Rav Ashi. You mean yetarak kedei demayem dafka, who didn't look in. But you are supposed to pay kedei demayem lokin. So apparently, they are still worth their demayem. You can use them. Shema mina sefer tarshim sabi yarakum korimbo. Maybe they're only to be podui as if in order to be gones. Om Reb Nachman, Naktina Sefer Torah Shekatavo Min Yisarev. Katavo Veikochavim Yiganez. If it was Nimtza B'yad Min, and you don't know who wrote it, so then Yiganez, because it's a suffix, it was Nimtza B'yad Kochavim, then it's a Machlokas. I'm like Yiganez, and some say can even use it. Korimbo. Sefer Torah Shekatavo Veikochavim, Tani Chod Yisarev, Tani Yidach Yiganez, Tani Yidach Korimbo. How do you explain that? Lokasha. Hodik Tani Yisarev is Rebbe Eliezer, Dama Stamach, Sheva Zavit Kocham, Lavodis Kocham, and Tzolat Sagamim. Hodik Tani Yiganez is Haitano. The Tani Rav Nuna Bereda Rav Mi Pashuni has Sefer Torah Tvinun Mizuzot Shekatavan Maser Ovid Kochavim Eved Isha Katan Kuti Yisrael Mumer or Hopsulim Shemuk Shartam Uchtaftam Kosh Yesh No Bikshira Yesh No Biktiva Kosh Eno Bikshira Eno Biktiva Vaha the Tanya Korim Bo Haitanu the Tanya Lokhin Seforim Minav Di Kochavim Bechol Makom O Bevat Yuktuvim Kilchatan Umase Bo Vikavim Echad Betzidon Shaya Kotev Svarim And Yitar Reb Shem Gamliel Likach Mimen Reb Shem Gamliel. He holds what? Ibud Lishman boy, but Ktiva Lishman no boy. Because I know he holds Ibud Lishman. Tetanya Tzipan Zahav, Shetola Leim, Or Beimat Mea, Psulot, Or Beimat Torak, Sherot, Afa Bisho, Ibdan Lishman. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, I don't care even if it's a Filo Or Beimat Torak, Psulot, unless they were Ibdan Lishman. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, he wasn't really a goy, the guy in Tzilon. He was a ger shechazar l'suro. So koshken avile min. Amar Vashi, cool down, man. He was chozer l'suro mishum yira. Don Rabbanon, ma'alin b'demeyim ad kedei traffic. My traffic, Amar Rav Shesh, is hysteria. Ahu tayata. The aiti chayita the tefillin l'kamidei v'bayim. Amar la. I'll tell you what. The avid li resh resh betamri. Imalia zira shakla shatatina b'nahara. Omar, loy, loy, this is a little about buckle. Hi, these women, they get hot under the collar really fast.